another week of fun and excitement here, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight, it's one of those stories that you just can't make up. It could only happen in the real world with this absurd government, all these just ludicrous rules that we have surrounding our lives. In this case, we're talking about building codes.
Mm.
West Hampstead, New York, the Associated Press, and an obstetrician saved his wife and six children from a fire that ravaged their home, delivered a baby while the house was still smoldering, and then got cited with building violations.
Of course.
Dr. Herman Weiss said Friday was just my day. The 37-year-old awoke around 3 a.m. to the screech of a smoke detector and the sight of flames inching up an outside wall of his Long Island home. He got his family to safety, then was paged and went to a hospital to deliver an infant at around 6 a.m.
Good man.
The fire brought scrutiny from building inspectors who cited the Weisses with a discrepancy in plumbing plans and living in the house without a certificate of occupancy. Did you know you had to have one of those in West Hempstead?
Well, I knew that you had to have one, yes.
Is that really?
Oh, yeah. Here in the Free State, you absolutely have to have a certificate of occupancy.
Where the hell do you get those? I don't think I have one.
From the bureaucrat. Well, you don't have to have one on a house. A house has to get one certificate of occupancy once it's been built. This was likely a very new house.
Oh, I see. So if you buy
I'm building,
the house...
I know, since you bought a house that didn't need to be built, it was already here, you don't know.
I gotcha. Well, the fire...
It's possible he didn't know, or it's possible, he had no place to go. He had his lease had run out on his apartment. His house wasn't done yet entirely, so he decided, well, we'll live in there anyway.
How dare he? Well, he's in trouble now. The family's been ordered to, get this, tear down the entire home. Weiss says he hopes to rebuild in the same place.
Now, that's ludicrous. Somehow I don't think it's the plumbing that caused the fire,
No.
Like, whatever the problem was, it wasn't the plumbing. And likely whatever the problem was up to code.
Probably the case. It's just another one of those stories where someone goes through and does something heroic. We've seen stories where, a man will jump into a river to save people, only to be pulled out and ticketed for something by the police.
Yep.
In this case, it's not the police, but the code enforcers that came in and, again, cited him for plumbing discrepancies and living without a certificate of occupancy. I wonder, what does that cost? What is a fine for occupying a home without a certificate of occupancy?
I don't know, but it's not a fine I want to pay.
I'd like to hear from you on this one at 800-259-9231. Have you ever encountered any of these just stupid rules? I was completely unaware of the certificate of occupancy thing. I just thought that would be a New York thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying that when I bought this old house here in New Hampshire, I automatically had that certificate transferred to me? I don't remember signing any of document like that.
Right. A house is certified occupiable. Right. That would be it. And that's all it needs. You don't need to get your certificate to live in a house that's already been certified. And this house likely never was either because it's 100 years old.
And grandfathered
it in. Somehow or another, we managed to live through the vast majority of human civilization without these certificates. But now the government has decided we deem when you can occupy your house and when you can't.
That's kind of bothersome, isn't it?
Yeah. The architect that, with whom I'm dealing with to build my house, it's First Day Cottage at firstdaycottage.com if you'd like to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, don't worry about that. Just go start living there whenever you feel like it. Of course,
if a bureaucrat finds out, you could be in getting a fine then.
It's possible. His advice certainly wasn't considered what one would consider legal advice or anything like that. He just realizes that the vast majority of times it's no big deal. And when I talked to him the first time, I heard him express some political opinions, and I asked him, "So, what political persuasion would you consider yourself?" He said, "I would have considered myself a libertarian till I met one."
Oh, I wonder who he met.
I don't know.
That tends to do it for a lot of people. They meet somebody who's not very good at communicating, someone who's not very persuasive, maybe a crackpot, and then it taints their view of all libertarians, and that's always sad. It's always a sad story to hear. So the certificate of occupancy, the government mandates that people have this. Look, there are all kinds of different fees, all kinds of different permits that need to be pulled when you're going through the process of renovating or creating a home from scratch. But you would think that the government would leave someone alone after they just had a fire.
You would think.
You'd think that they'd just back off and let that person deal with all of the other problems that are going to come along with having your house burned down or partially burned down. But no, because they care so much about you, they decided to come in there and, well, levy you some fines on top of all the fire damage and insurance problems that you're going to have as a result of
that. Because that'll keep you safe.
This is just pure proof that the government doesn't care about you. They aren't there to protect you, as they claim to be. They're there to screw you over left and right.
You know, the it seems to me that there's a the system is at war against OBGYNs.
I don't understand.
It they just don't like babies, and.
The system doesn't like that?
I don't know how to express this, but it seems like, you know, the insurance is incredibly high for OBGYNs because everybody sues them if their kid comes out, you know, somehow messed up or another. Mm. And here's just another symptom of this little thing that I'm formulating in my head, this little conspiracy, that somehow the system doesn't like OBGYNs. And life is tough being an OBGYN.
I don't know. I've never known one personally, so I can't comment.
Well, there you go.
1-800-259-9231. In other news from the Orlando area, an illegal radio station that authorities believed was on air to glamorize and encourage criminal gangster activity was shut down Friday afternoon. Three people were arrested in connection with the underground station that played a genre known as gangsta rap. They have that in quotes, by the way. That often features crude and offensive lyrics. Wesley Williams, 21, of Winter Haven, worked as the station's DJ, while Jessica Spillman, 23, operated the station in the absence of the disc jockey, and Calvin Thompson was the operator, who was 24. He paid, apparently, $300 for on-air advertisements and shout-outs. The sheriff of the area said...
Is it wrong to be an advertiser of a pirate station, then?
It's claimed that he was the operator.
Okay.
So I'm not sure why the operator was paying for advertisements.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
The way the article was written tells me the journalist did not really do their research.
Well, to them, it's just the wrong thing to do, so they're not really looking at the specifics of it.
Right. Well, the sheriff had something to say. He said, "This illegal FM radio station broadcasted gangster rap with violently offensive language. We believe one purpose of this station was to glamorize and encourage criminal gangster activity. Working in partnership with the Sheriff's SAO, whatever that is. What is that? Sheriff something office? I don't know. And the FCC, we have crushed this illegal operation." The radio station was operating without an FCC license. Three were booked into the Polk County Jail and charged with one count each of unauthorized transmission / interference with a licensed radio station. The offense is a third-degree felony.
Third-degree felony?
What is that? Is that bad? Is it third worse than first?
5 years in prison.
So third is worse than a first degree?
No.
No.
A first degree felony, you can get up to 25.
But a third degree burn is worse than a first degree burn, right?
Sounds like it. Yeah,
all very confusing. But they are going to spend time in federal prison over this, is what you're saying.
Well, likely a state prison. It sounds like they violated a state law, and they were arrested by state officials.
From what
I understand, Florida, some states have laws to back up the FCC.
Maybe since their transmission wasn't crossing state borders, it was therefore a state thing?
I don't think that that's necessarily so, no. You can get a federal charge for broadcasting without a license in any of the 50 states without crossing any lines, but some states do have laws that back up the FCC's rules, and in this case, they're going to put these guys in prison.
Yeah.
For turning on a transmitter. Nobody was hurt.
Pretty outrageous.
Nobody was stolen from.
Yeah, I don't think that needs to go on. Now, if they were actually interfering with another radio station, I could see some sort of form of restitution being proposed here, to where if they were interfering with that station, the station wasn't able to get its signal out as it normally expected to do. They had a loss in revenue as a result of that. There'd be a dollar sign attached to that. More on the way. Your thoughts as well. Whatever you want to talk about, this is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, for the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Com. So in Orlando or nearby, I guess it was Winter Haven, Florida, there were three people arrested recently in a joint operation between the sheriff's office and the FCC. They were arrested for operating a transmitter without a license. Did you know that you can be arrested for that in America? It's not just a $20,000 fine. They'll fine you, too, but they'll throw your butt in jail for that.
Well, you can operate a transmitter without a license. It's just you can't operate that transmitter in a certain megahertz or kilohertz band.
Well, pretty much you can't operate it anywhere. If it's a licensed FM transmitter, then there's nowhere else you can really operate it beyond the FM band. So turning that sucker on is a federal crime.
Did they say how many watts they were broadcasting at?
It doesn't say.
That would be interesting.
The article is very, very...
Only to us, though.
Very basic. And it's funny that they're focusing on this as though it was only a problem because they were playing gangster rap. The sheriff said that the purpose of the station, we believe, was to glamorize and encourage criminal gangster activity. As though they would have not shut the station down had it been playing kids' music?
Right. You know, if you put on something that was competition to the Disney channel.
Radio Disney, sure.
Radio Disney out there, you don't think they would have shut it down? If it was music of your life? Standards?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have shut it down? You're damn right they would have shut it down.
The radio station owners out there, and I understand where they're coming from while at the same time completely disagreeing with them, the radio station owners, some of them get very, very upset about pirates coming on the air because the station owners have jumped through the abusive hoops that the government has put up in order to grant them permission to run the radio station. They've paid thousands and thousands of dollars in application fees, engineering studies, lawyers' fees. I mean, the list of fees is almost unending when it comes to the FCC. They never stop bilking you for money. Once you've gotten your radio station license, you have to pay for it every year. You have to pay for renewals. You have to pay for...
I'm not sure it's every year, but you have to pay for it regularly.
Yeah, you've got to pay through the nose to the FCC in order to operate a radio station, which of course puts it out of the reach of your average person. The average person who could afford the equipment... You can easily afford a 50-watt FM transmitter and an antenna. These things aren't expensive. It's the license that's the problem. So it puts it out of the reach of the average person. It puts it out of the reach of the average small interest group that might want to play some niche music, you know, calypso music or something that's just unserved by mass market radio groups.
The vast majority of places in the United States, geographically, are... uncovered. You know, there are places on the dial that people could broadcast without primary and secondary interference. You could easily put stations on in those areas. Of course, if you got rid of the FCC rules, poof, there'd be stations on. And,
oh, yeah.
And then the market would be stressed because it would be, you know, people would want more stations. Well, suddenly the band would open up. They'd say, oh, well, we could broadcast below 600 kilohertz for AM and above 1600 kilohertz for AM and then below... 87.5 or whatever it is, mm-hmm, for FM and above 107.9 for FM. There's no reason that we can't broadcast there. The only reason is because that's what the government told us we can do.
Well, I think that above 108 megahertz is some sort of aviation band, so probably wouldn't be a good idea to broadcast there.
Understandable.
But that's only because
new HD technology has come out recently that now allows you to broadcast four stations in the same area that one used to be.
That is true. So it's sad, though, what's going on here, Mark, is that these people that are putting pirate stations on the air are doing it because, in many cases, they aren't expecting to make any money. They're usually doing it just because they want to serve a niche. They want to get a type of music out over the airwaves,
right,
or a type of talk or whatever out over the airwaves that they feel has not been provided by the commercial radio providers in their area. So they flip on a transmitter, they take the risk. Inevitably, usually one of the locally licensed stations gets very upset that an unlicensed competitor has come about and snitches on the station to the FCC. FCC comes in, triangulates the signal to the transmitter, they close in, and they shut the people down. And it's really just tragic, and it's going to be so hard to get rid of the FCC. So hard.
Yeah, now that they're here, they really don't do anything. In the same way that we don't need a national government agency or even a state or local government agency that says that this property line is mine at my house, I can handle that. I'm taking care of it. If somebody decides they want to come set up camp on my front lawn, I say, no, you can't live here. I live here. I own this. And off they go. If they don't go, we've got the court system to take care of that. We do, and in the same way, we can have the court system to take care of anybody who wants to broadcast and step on somebody else's bandwidth, airwaves.
That's true.
There's no reason for it. The FCC is a dinosaur, and it's really just a censoring device to keep people from saying the seven dirty words on radio.
I think we can sit here and make a pretty persuasive argument to get rid of the FCC, and as you pointed out, point out how the existing court structure could very easily handle any sort of issues that were to come up between broadcasters. So I think we can make a persuasive argument about that, but to actually get rid of the FCC would require... Wow, I'm just trying to think about what sort of a popular shift of opinion would have to come about in order for people to care enough to bother to pay attention to that issue. Could a President Ron Paul come in there and shut down the FCC? Could he do that?
I don't know. I imagine the FCC was created by law, by the legislature.
Yeah.
And he probably couldn't. I'm sure he could throw a lot of monkey wrenches into the operation of the FCC. At some point, it would be, you know, just this onerous, useless organization. They wouldn't be able to get anything done, but I don't know. I don't think that he could shut it down.
The problem, of course, is the National Association of Broadcasters, which is an industry group funded by radio stations across the country. And the NAB, I'm sure, does some good things, but one of the things it does do that I don't care for is that it's out there, Johnny on the spot, commenting against pirate radio and taking a stand against people that have the gall to turn on their own transmitters. So it's the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, that's going to be lobbying the FCC the hardest to make sure that they never loosen up their rules, that they never open up the band to unlicensed competitors, because they'll feel like, radio station owners will feel like it's not fair. And rightfully so, they feel that way because they've paid through the nose for their license just to have the FCC go away.
Right. Well, in the same way that a college pledge to a fraternity who got beaten up and made and humiliated and treated terribly during his pledge week, the next year the school passes a rule that no more pledging. You must, you either let them in or you don't. Well, then he's going to feel it's unfair that that class of freshmen doesn't get beaten up and humiliated. And that's really what it is. Imagine how much better of a system it would be if the radio stations didn't have to pay this tremendous amount of money to the FCC, and therefore the advertisers of that radio station didn't have to pay that money into AdWay.
More on the way. You can take control of the OAs. This is Free Talk Live.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt
debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
That's the Staples CAI toll-free line. Iffy in here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them for free right there on the front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, freetalklive.com.
Staples CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Staples knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
1-800-259-9231. So we are talking about the FCC as a result of them raiding yet another pirate radio operator in the Orlando, Florida area. Three people have been arrested. They're being charged with third-degree felonies for operating a transmitter, which that on its own is asinine as is. But
the punishment should fit the crime. And in this case, you know, perhaps there was a crime committed in the sense that maybe they were walking on somebody else's signal. But that's not an appropriate punishment.
Yeah, if they were actually interfering with another radio station, then they should have to go and they'd have to go to court. There should be some sort of determination made as to how much the damage was worth. For instance, if the other station was unable to broadcast to a certain section of their normal broadcast range, there are certain people that would have been listening who normally would have been listening that would not have been able to, and that's calculable. You can figure out some sort of a number as far as what that's worth in lost business revenue or potentially lost business revenue, damage done, and then those pirate broadcasters should have to make payment there. But putting them in a jail cell doesn't do anything to make good. Putting them sitting in a jail cell for months or years, I don't know how long you get for third degree.
Up to 5 years?
I missed that point. Okay. Well, sitting in jail for up to 5 years isn't going to help make that broadcaster whole again. And many pirate broadcasters don't many pirates have the sense to not jam up somebody else's frequency.
Well, why would they?
Right, it doesn't make any sense.
Why would they want to compete? Because only that means that their signal isn't going to travel as far. If you go on 102.1, and let's assume they took an FM transmitter, because, well, why would they do AM?
I'm pretty sure it was FM.
If you go on 102.1, especially in Winter Haven, you're going to be competing against 100,000 watts on 102 jams coming out of Orlando. Why would you do that? You would go...
Yeah, you want to find a clear frequency.
You'd go a couple of decimal points down and try to find something that was clear. In Orlando, it's not going to be easy. But likely, that's what you'd do. You may be in primary or secondary interference, but you certainly wouldn't be right on their band.
Exactly. So it just doesn't make any sense to me. Of course, I'm concerned that there might be one of our station owners listening. I mean, we are on 31... licensed, FCC-licensed stations around the country. I'm concerned the station owners listening and saying, what are these guys doing? They're using my airwaves to advocate the abolition of the FCC
It's not going to do anything. And no. The license isn't in jeopardy. If they were to get rid of the FCC, FCC is not going anywhere, likely.
No, it's not.
Because it's a giant government bureaucracy. And
probably not.
You know, I'm sure the station owner has dealt with the FCC, understands what a awful organization it is to deal with, because, well, they're not asking anybody. They don't have any customers. They don't have anybody to please. They do whatever they want, whenever they want, and you're just going to pay the $350,000 fine when they do it.
But I'm thinking to myself, what is it that we could say, Mark, to possibly persuade that station owner, if he's listening right now, to possibly persuade the people on the inside of the business, the National Association of Broadcasters types, to our position, to give them reasons to support getting rid of the FCC?
Who more prepared to set up a radio station when the FCC drops its licensing for a particular band than a guy who currently runs a business? Who better prepared to go out there and set up all the radio stations that would be in the open points on the dial than that guy? He's going to be able to put a whole bunch of radio stations out there and service the public better, because not only will he be able to have a Republican talk station, but he can have a Democratic talk station, and the profits don't have to be as high, because he doesn't have to pay off those licensing fees, those tremendous licensing fees.
That's true. So you'll save money instantaneously in the ongoing fees that you're currently paying right now to the FCC. In addition, you won't have to beg the FCC for permission to do things like move your transmitter or upgrade your transmitter or add a new station to the dial. Many of these things take years upon years for the FCC to actually approve and get you've got to get the ball rolling. The FCC's got to look at the application, they've got to approve the application, and there's a comment period, and it takes forever to get anything done as far as changing hardware around with radio stations. So gone would be all those restrictions, and that would make you more free, as a radio station owner, more free to run your business in the way that you decide it needs to be run without having to go and beg those feds for permission. Now, on the other hand, it does mean that anybody else can enter into the marketplace as well, but that's a good thing, too. If we could just for a moment encourage people who are in any given industry, whether it's radio or plumbing or whatever, encourage people in any industry that has licenses granted by some government bureaucracy, encourage them to reject that concept and embrace the concept of third-party certification, mm-hmm. as opposed to government licensing, because it's good for the consumer and it's also good for you as a business person. Believe it or not, radio, it's good to have more stations on the dial, because it means you're going to have to be more competitive. It means you're going to have to be more innovative. It means you're going to have to actually really work at making this business profitable. Well, and that improves you. That makes your business better over time. Unless, of course, you're lazy and you don't want to do any of that. Well, then you're going to go out of business.
Right, you're going to go out of business anyway at some point.
Yeah.
And, because you're not competing as much as you need to be. But you've heard radio stations, crappy radio stations out there that are licensed.
Sure.
Well, I can imagine how much crappier a radio station would be if it was unlicensed. There'd be some really amateurish stuff out there on the dial. People would still be gravitated in the same way that, most people listen to NBC rather than the local public access channel,
mm-hmm.
because they want well-produced, good-sounding stuff. So they're still going to listen to the stations that sound good.
That's true. Another advantage for existing owners, the people that know how to do radio professionally, you'd start out with a running jump ahead of all of the newbies getting into the game. So I don't think it's anything that that people in the business right now should be afraid of. If anything, it'll increase the talent pool. If anything, it'll revitalize this business, because you guys can sit on your transmitters that you have right now and continue collecting ad revenue from your existing advertisers, but eventually you and I both know that people are going to just drop away from radio. It's happening right now. Music radio ownership, the music radio stations, their owners are frustrated.
Right, and you see, this is the thing. As they've deregulated radio, they only partially deregulate radio, and that's the problem. The government fixes a problem, and then they cause a problem, and then you want the government to go in and solve the problem again. No, the government can't. Now that there's all the stations largely are owned by a few corporations, mm-hmm. at least the big ones, well, now the talent pool is drying up, because those stations realize to maximize profits, well, they get rid of...
cut staff.
They cut staff. And that's the way they do it. Where are you going to get that talent from? Where is it going to come from? Are you listening to podcasts every day to get that talent? I suppose that's a place that it could come from, but I don't hear anybody doing that. Very few program directors do I hear that are listening to podcasts trying to drum up talent.
That's true. So there are all kinds of different reasons to get the FCC out. The number one reason is that it's strangling the business. The FCC and its rules and its regulations are preventing radio station owners from really competing with forms of new media that are coming out, like the iPod, like Internet streaming. I know that's not really that new of a media, but the point is these are things that are going to become more and more accessible to the average consumer sooner rather than later. And radio station owners, they don't know what to do about it. And if they want to innovate, they can't do much without going through the FCC first. And I think that's sad. And so you either get rid of the FCC now, and your industry has a chance at survival into the future, or
the industry dries up.
Right, or you hold on to this beast that you think is protecting you, but in reality is just feeding off of you.
Yep.
And watch yourself.
Stockholm syndrome. Right. Cling to the one that's harming you.
Right. Watch slowly as your revenues begin to just get more and more difficult to keep coming in at the same level or higher year after year. Don't say I didn't warn you. 800-259-9231. Your calls coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient, cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider, with same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra. Rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at TWRadios.com. That's TWRadios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at TWRadios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top. That he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it in within a very short time. I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most. It was just leveling out, and as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's in your mind. If you dial in, toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, then you should shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will bring Free Talk Live a percentage of your purchase. You won't see it when you ring up the sale or when you check out. You won't see any sort of line item that says this percentage going to Free Talk Live, because it changes based on the number of items that we have sold in any given month's period of time. So go ahead and start your shopping experience and just trust us that if you enter through this portal, we'll get a cut. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones, to the fun, across the pond to Ziggy in the UK.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Ziggy, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I've got two things for you. First of all, the SEC is inconsistent about the seven deadly words, basically because they don't pick up on British swear words. In fact, I heard a word in an episode of Lost, which actually is a fairly strong swear word here. I won't say it.
Oh, you can say it. If they don't pick up on it, then it won't be a big deal.
I'm not certain, but if you're prepared to take the risk, I'll say it. It's mentioned in the first Sex Pistols album title.
Never mind the bollocks?
Yeah, that's right, bollocks.
Right. No one would have any idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what that means.
Bollocks is a young male bull.
Yeah. Well, you know, basically it means crap over here.
Okay.
Basically, as a libertarian, I have faced the stupidest of accusations that I'm not applauding people for sticking their head in the oven, basically. You know, I've explained to many people, I think you have the right to stick your head in the oven, but don't expect me to approve you sticking your head in the oven. In other words, making disastrous decisions about your life.
Right.
Yet, people seem to think that unless you're sitting there applauding them and, you know, encouraging them along, you're not a libertarian.
Well, you think so? That libertarians want people to be able to do whatever they want, even to the harm of themselves? You know, I guess that's what they want, but I mean, I don't think they cheer for it.
Well, it's as if, you know, I have no conscience. You know, that's what they want. They want somebody with no conscience. I know a guy who, I would say he's an alcoholic, but he drinks an awful amount. And I've said to him, you know, yes, you have the right to go and get drunk, but don't think I think it's a great idea
No. So you're saying that people expect the people that know you're a libertarian expect you to encourage people to damage themselves?
Yes, basically.
How strange.
Yeah.
You know, there's a guy I know, actually has a really big website, a guy called Zyra, Z-Y-R-A, type that into Google and you'll find his site. He wants to leave the UK for tax reasons. Now, I said, fine, you know, that's your right.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's got mental health problems, I feel, you know, he wants to go and live in Panama. There's going to be no support for him. He's going to know no one there. And, you know, I have said, maybe that's not the best idea, but I'm not going to stop you.
Oh, yeah.
But he seems to think, oh, unless I say to him, wow, go on, go ahead, right ahead, you know, brilliant idea, you know.
Brilliant.
You know, he reckons, I'm against him. Well, you know, no, I'm not. One final thing.
That's strange, I have to say.
That's a personal issue. That's a friend of yours or somebody who considers you to some level a friend who wants you to support them in what they're doing. And your reasons aren't theirs. They don't, right. They don't like your reasons. That's not a libertarian questioning your libertarianism. It's a friend who's making an emotional argument, and perhaps he is questioning your libertarianism in the process, but he's not doing it from a logical standpoint. Now, I've heard the inverse of the argument, where people say you don't care about people if you're not willing to keep them from drinking a bottle of bleach or sticking their head, their head in an oven by force, which, of course, we don't have laws in the United States for that, and I imagine they don't have them in Britain either.
No.
But, you know, I have never heard what you're saying, and I think what you're, in your particular instance, it's just a guy who really wants you to support what he's doing, and you pointing out that he's got mental health issues, hurts him a little bit, and That's kind of what's happening.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that unless I cared.
Oh, I concur with you, and I see the point. Absolutely.
Absolutely. There's a huge difference between supporting someone's freedom to harm themselves and actually actively supporting them harming themselves.
I remember a few weeks ago you were you were discussing between yourselves, you know, Mark asked Ian, would he prevent someone from, you know, walking out in front of a bus? And Ian said he wasn't actually sure. And I have to admit, I kind of agree with Ian because, you know, you try and help somebody these days. Say, Ian, they pull someone out from in front of a bus and ends up bruising them or something.
Right, then they sue you.
That person could end up suing them.
Right.
You know, and I just think that kind of thing is ridiculous. You try and help somebody and they end up slapping you in the face for it.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
No doubt. Was that your third and final point?
Just one last thing. People who were saying last week, I'm not going to mention any names here, but there is another famous talk radio host who's been saying, you know, there should be a recount for Ron Paul.
Who's doing? I don't know anything about it.
Well, certain fat Texans who ran some race, right? he said the election was rigged in the first place. So wouldn't the recount be rigged with his logic?
That's an excellent point, and I would think you'd be right about that assertion. Yeah. Ziggy, thank you for the call tonight, as always. 800-259-9231. What makes it more accurate if it's the same people doing the recounting?
Well, I would guess that what they're saying is that the Diebold is involved in the bad count or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if you eliminate the Diebold optic
scanners, it's hand counted. So the recount would be by hand.
So therefore, you bring more people in. Those more, the more people there are, the more likely it is to be a fair and just count. I guess. Of course, you're going to have human error.
As I understand it, the Ron Paul campaign, Ron Paul himself, has come out against having a recount.
Is that so?
At this point. So it's right now it's only the Kucinich campaign and I think one of the other smaller no-name candidates that is paying for a recount. So if Ron Paul's not interested in having one, then I don't really see any interest in continuing to follow that point. 1-800-259-9231 or to push for that.
But I wouldn't push for it either, but I'd like to see a recount. I'm very interested in in knowing what the result would be. A recount costs a lot of money. I think it's $12,000.
I think it's $2,000.
That's to get some kind of initial count.
Oh, okay. So,
and then there's a full state recount is significantly higher than that. And, I'd be interested in seeing those numbers. I wouldn't be willing to put up all that money to do it.
800-259-9231. We continue. Talk to John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind, John?
Well, the FCC is just like the IRS. They operate without lawful authority. If you check the regulations and the law that Congress enacted concerning the FCC, you'll find that the FCC is only allowed to control interstate, that's state-to-state communications. They have no lawful authority to regulate communications broadcast within the state.
Would you say that's why the three pirate broadcasters in Orlando were arrested by the sheriff instead of the FCC?
I don't know. I don't know the details on that. I do know that people have been arrested for broadcasting within the state, not going over state lines within their local communities.
Were they arrested by the FCC in that particular instance?
Pardon?
Were they arrested by the FCC in the instance?
The FCC is nothing but mouthpiece for corporate broadcast America.
Well, corporate broadcast America used to be significantly smaller. I think it was late 80s, early 90s when they deregulated and made it so that, companies could own quite a few more radio stations. It used to be that you couldn't own very many. So there wasn't really a giant corporation behind, any one radio station. The FCC has been around since 39, I think.
Yeah, something like that. The good news is the corporations are breaking up at this point. They're being sold off. They're selling off their stations, and so we are seeing an increase in ownership of the existing licensed stations, which is going to inject a bit of much-needed competition into the industry. So that's a good thing. And it happened on its own without the FCC changing their rules and regulations about who can own what. It just simply happened because the big guys got too big. They just got to the point where they weren't really able to manage effectively all of the radio station properties they had across the country, and they said, you know what, screw it. We're selling off some of our properties because it's just not worth it anymore. So the big behemoth Clear Channel isn't as big as it was a year ago, and after the end of this year, it's not going to be as big as it is right now. So that's a little bit of good news. John, do you have any other thoughts for us?
No, nothing else.
Very good. Thanks for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. You know, speaking of the FCC and government regulation, there's a bit of scary news from ArsTechnica.com. Turns out that 24% of Americans say the Internet can function for a short time as a replacement for a significant other. 20% are open to chipping their own children in order to track their location. 11% would be willing to surgically implant a device inside their brains that would allow direct mental access to the Internet. But the more interesting number is how many Americans support government regulation of Internet video. Sites like YouTube, for instance. We'll find out how many want that here in moments. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.